from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But it feels to me like we've got, for the first time in 6 or 7 years, a series in August that you guys really want to talk about and really want to get into with the Pirates, and a subplot to the series that right now, as of this second, is juicier than even the games themselves. And look, I'm making plans already. My wife is texting me, what are we doing for dinner tonight? Do you want to go out for dinner? And my answer is a polite no. I want to make sure I'm home at 6:40 to see first pitch of this game. We have a party on Saturday. We'll either be leaving the party in time for first pitch tomorrow night, or I will make sure that this party sets me up with a TV so I can watch the game tomorrow night, Sunday with Skeens. When 1:35 gets here, I will make sure that I am either at the game in person or I'm in front of my TV. Again, that is how into these games I am. You're 2.5 games out. You made moves at the trade deadline to bolster this team, which added a jolt. It gave me even extra energy as a fan. It made me want to watch them and care about them even more. And you've got the O'Neill Crew situation, and that was Jordy Mercer right there on that. And the question there is, what do you do with him tonight? Are there any lingering consequences? Are there any lingering questions about one of the worst defensive games we've seen by a Pirate since Will Craig made probably the worst play in baseball history in a Pirates uniform? That's how egregious, that's how awful it was in Houston, where he lost them a game and a chance to sweep. So, is there more fallout? If you're Derek Shelton, is O'Neill Cruz on your bench tonight? Because you're trying to get a message across to him. Does sending a message outweigh putting your best hitting shortstop and one of your best hitters, period, in the lineup? 412-928-9370. That is one of the questions I want you to answer with me this afternoon. I have a very firm opinion on this. I have a very, it's not one of these things where sometimes you come in, and I'll even say this because I want to be transparent and upfront with everyone. Hey, like, I could go either way on this, but if you're forcing me to pick a side, I'm going to go here. This is not picking me to force a side. This is not a lesser of two evils thing. It's not they're both good options, but I like this one a little bit more. I like one thing and I don't like the other with O'Neill Cruz tonight. And what I like is, or what I want is, for him to be in the Pirates lineup. I don't want anything more punishing. I don't want Shelton to say, you were so brain dead on Wednesday night where we're going to sit you down for a game and give you 2 days off to really understand that we can't have you be a space cadet out there and have you in la-la land and act like a guy who's never played shortstop before and just thinks he can roam around like he's a bucking bronco or a colt without fences and wide open spaces and just do whatever he wants. I don't want the discipline here to be, we're starting a series against a team that occupies the last wild card spot, and we think it's better in the long run to sit O'Neill Cruz than play him tonight. I'm not doing that. You know, this might be one of those situations where, oh, Andrew, well, you say sometimes Mike Tomlin needs to discipline a George Pickens, blah, 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 blah. I'm not sitting O'Neill Cruz for the start of a series that feels kind of sort of like a playoff series. And let me explain why I feel that way. Playoff series are now best of three. There's no more one-game wild card. It's not best of five right out of the box. It's a three-game series in one ballpark. So in many ways, this is a facsimile of what we'll see in the playoffs, where maybe the order is a little bit different, but you could argue the Pirates are starting their three best healthy pitchers right now. Definitely Keller and Skeens, and then Luis Ortiz. And it's possible, right, that if the Pirates are fighting for a playoff spot in the final few days of the season, they're not going to be able to set the rotation the exact way they want for a playoff series. So it's conceivable that Luis Ortiz would start a game one, and Paul Skeens might not be available until the rubber match game three. So this could be a playoff preview is what I'm saying. You also, before we even put the cart before the horse, you need to catch Arizona. You need to run them down. And I know they're not the only team you're chasing, but they're the team right now that has the bullseye on its back because they have the last playoff spot. You're 2.5 games behind them. If you sweep Arizona, you leapfrog them in the standings. That would be a very big deal. That would be a huge deal. That would be gigantic. That could honestly be the difference between you making the playoffs and you missing the playoffs. And I get it. After this weekend, there will still be 50 games left. A lot of time to make up for a bad series. A lot of time to screw up a good series. Right now, baseball has a situation where there are no longer one-game playoffs. They're no longer tiebreaker series. The season ends. If two teams are tied, they go to tie-breaking procedures. And the first one on the list is head-to-head record. Arizona took 2 out of 3 from you last weekend. You've got to sweep them to get the head-to-head tiebreaker against them, which maybe 2 months from now ends up being a really, really, really big deal. So I'm playing O'Neill Cruz, even if it makes me look as a manager, as an organization, timid or weak or just tolerating or putting up with a player being that bad defensively. The situation honestly reminds me, I've not been on this end of things yet with my daughter because she just turned 1 year old. But when a parent scolds a kid, disciplines a kid, for example, my dad was not a timeout dad. He was more into the corporal punishment stuff. And when I would act up and be a complete jackass, my father would discipline me very harshly. And when that would happen, usually, after that very harsh discipline, my father would feel bad about it. And he would have some kind of sit down with me where he's like, hey, I hated doing that, but I felt like it was the right thing to do. And very quickly after I was disciplined, we would go back to being in a very loving father-son relationship. That's kind of how I feel about O'Neill Cruz. It's 2 days later. We, as a radio station, as fans, and as a talk show host, in my shoes, we've gotten the yelling and screaming about Cruz's botched plays out of our system. It's 48 hours later. It's now time to get back to winning games. And even though the guy's defense at shortstop sucks, and there's no other way to put it, and there's no other way to describe it, there's no way to sugarcoat it is what I want to say. There's no way to make excuses for his play at shortstop. He is still integral and important and vital to the Pirates winning this game tonight and winning this series. The Diamondbacks, for the uninformed, are the highest scoring team in the National League. They put runs up there. They might actually get to Ortiz like they did last week. They might actually get to Keller. They might actually even get to Skeens. No other team in the National League has scored runs. I don't know about you. I kind of want to fight fire with fire. I don't think it's I don't think I'm really doing my team. It's like when Bill Belichick sat Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl or sat Wes Welker for the beginning of a playoff game because he was making jokes about Rex Ryan's foot fetish. I don't want to cut off my nose to spite my face. I don't want to do a disservice to the other guys on that team who have fought their butts off to get themselves to this point where we're having this conversation about a quasi-playoff series in August. So, I'm not taking it out on them because O'Neill Cruz was completely lost on Wednesday by benching him and playing, I don't know, Alika Williams at shortstop or somebody else. Jared Triolo at shortstop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.